Tax matters. Interest on excessive debt capital, the thin capitalization rule. Expenditure is deductible for income tax purposes when it is incurred for purposes of trade or in the production of taxpayer income exclusive of expenditure of a capital nature and prepaid expenses. With regard to the deductibility of borrowing costs, this is further guided by what the funds have been used for. Generally, borrowing costs on debt incurred on operating expenditure or related to working capital is tax deductible except when incurred in the production of exempt income, on acquisition of shares, preparatory to a takeover of the target company, borrowed to pay dividend or used to acquire or construct fixed assets. In related party arrangements, the deductibility of borrowing costs is further put to test by ventilating thin capitalization and transfer pricing rules. This article focuses on thin capitalization rules. Companies usually finance their operations either by debt or equity. Where a company is financed primarily by debt, it is deemed to be thinly capitalized. Thin capitalization can therefore be described as the use of high proportions of loan to equity capital in order to gain tax advantages. The Income Tax Act discourages thin capitalization by limiting interest deductible for income tax purposes. Thin capitalization rules are applied in Zimbabwe broadly on local branch or subsidiary of a foreign company, or by a local company or subsidiary of a local company. Accordingly, the expenditure in servicing any debt or debts contracted in connection with the production of income to the extent that such debt or debts cause the person to exceed a debt-to-equity ratio of 3:1 is disallowed. The term equity is defined in the Income Tax Act as issued and paid up capital, unappropriated profits, reserves, realized reserves and interest-free loans from shareholders. Debt has not been defined and it is presumed it follows its commercial meaning, which is an interest-bearing liability exclusive of creditors. Thin capitalization rules do not apply in respect of debts procured from an independent local company, subsidiary or locally domiciled, registered or incorporated financial institution or other person ordinarily resident in Zimbabwe unless the taxpayer and such supplier of debts have colluded for the purpose of avoiding tax. This therefore means that the thin capitalization provisions apply on related party, associate, debt and debt procured from non-resident persons, whether such non-resident persons are related parties or not. In other words, when computing the debt for purposes of the above, ratio local debt from non-related parties, from financial institution or any other person, is excluded unless where there is a collusion with a related party, while related party debt and foreign debt whether from a related or non-related party are included in the computation of the ratio. The thin capitalization rules as outlined above were amended on January 1, 2018. Under the old thin capitalization rules, both non-related parties' debt and locally contracted debt, in addition to the related party debts, were included in the computation of the ratio. Associates are defined in Section 2A as persons excluding an employee and his, her employer who act according to each other's instructions, directions, requests, suggestions or wishes no matter the persons are in a business relationship or not. It covers a person in his, her near relative or a person in his, her partnership unless the commissioner is satisfied that neither person acts in accordance with the directions, requests, suggestions or wishes of the other. Companies that are under the same control are deemed associates and, so are shareholders and the companies to which they are members. The term expenditure is wide and looks at all costs associated with the debt, i.e., interest, foreign exchange loss on a foreign currency denominated loan, loan raising fees, administration fee, etc. If the ratio of 3:1 is exceeded, any interest or related expenditure incurred on the excess debt is disallowed. As mentioned above, this applies to debt incurred in the production of income of a local branch or subsidiary of a foreign company, a local company, whether local or foreign borrowings, and a subsidiary of a local company. The restriction does not apply to a partnership, local or like authority, deceased or insolvent estate and a private trust. Meanwhile, the excess debt is then reclassified as equity and the interest or other related expenditure on the reclassified debt is treated as dividend distribution by the company to its shareholders. These dividends are however subject to 15% shareholders tax whether such interest or expenditure in servicing the debt is paid to a resident or non-resident supplier of debt. Such interest does not, however, qualify for benefits envisaged in tax treaties. Thin capitalization schemes have been an issue of concern to tax authorities, and so much that most revenue authorities have come up with ways to curb it, namely the arm's length approach and the fixed ratio approach, e.g. debt to equity ratio or percentage of net profit. Thus, the arm's length approach provided for in the Income Tax Act, mainly used for curbing transfer pricing risk, can also be applied to curb thin capitalization, but as an independent test altogether. This means that a debt which satisfies the thin capitalization test, within 3-to-1 ratio, will still need to be documented in transfer pricing documentation if it is secured from an associate or related party. In conclusion, therefore, taxpayers would need to apply three tests when determining the deductibility of interest, especially when they are part of a group. Firstly, they must ascertain the borrowing costs are incurred in the production of income or for purposes of trade, and they are not capital in nature or have not been prepaid. Next step is whether the debt has not exceeded thin capitalization ratio, and finally whether the debt satisfies the arm's length in terms of the transfer pricing rules. Topura is the founder of Tax Matrix Private Limited and chief executive of Matrix Tax School. He writes in his personal capacity.